You may remember all those protests. Thousands of people gathered in the capital of Wisconsin months ago. They were angry about a measure that would eliminate collective bargaining for public unions. It turns out a handful of demonstrators never actually left, and that may be because so far that measure never actually went into effect. The lawmakers passed it, but it's been stuck in the courts since then. Today, though, more crowds are expected, again, because the state legislature is taking up the budget bill, and that bill could include the collective bargaining measure that hasn't gone to effect yet. Joining us now, Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. First, Sean, can you just bring us up to date on what's happening with this measure against collective bargaining?
Yeah, well, it's just been kind of floating out there for a while, tied up in the courts with Republicans hoping that a lower court's ruling that the law was invalidated on the grounds that legislators broke the open meetings law when they passed it. Republicans were hoping the state Supreme Court would step in and say, you know, that's not the case. And I think Democrats were hoping maybe that that nothing would happen and the court's action would stand. And so you've got sort of this race against the clock going now with the legislature scheduled to debate its budget for the next 2 years this week, and then these recall elections looming in the horizon. And so Republicans have decided if the court doesn't act today, the Supreme Court doesn't act today and make this thing law, we'll step in and we'll take that vote again.
And if they take the vote again, will it pass?
You know, there's been no indication that it wouldn't, that people coming out and saying they regretted their vote the first time or that they'd do it differently if they had a second chance. The big question probably isn't in our state assembly, you know, which is our state house, which is taking it up today or tomorrow. The big question would be in the state Senate, where you have six Republicans facing a potential recall, and they take it up later this week. But again, there have been no indication that they'll vote any differently than they did the first time around.
We're speaking with Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. So, Sean, these protesters that are expected today, what is their message to the legislators then? Is it we really will recall you if you vote on this?
You know, there's going to be a lot of focus on this collective bargaining bill, but protesters were going to be here anyway because of the governor's budget bill, which includes a lot of stuff that you haven't really seen before in Wisconsin, namely a major cut to the state schools budget. That's just something that hasn't generally happened in Wisconsin. So there were going to be protesters anyway. They're likely to get a little bit more of a spark because of the collective bargaining language.
Do they overlap? Are the same people in the two groups that are protesting on one side collective bargaining, on the other side provisions in the budget bill?
Yeah, it's definitely like-minded groups, and you know, in this case, if the largest group of people that come down is from the teachers' union, they're affected by both. I mean, they are losing collective bargaining rights when it comes to health care and pensions, and their schools are also being cut from state funding because of the budget bill. So it's sort of like-minded, and really the budget has been kind of a way for opponents of Republicans of Governor Scott Walker's administration to sort of keep the ball rolling after those massive protests in February and March.
Sean Johnson is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, talking about protests planned in the capitol, the state capitol in Madison today. Thanks, Sean.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.